Okay, welcome everyone, whoever's here and whoever's listening on the website, to our next Chabura, Sunday morning Chabura, Pastor Shmuz. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Indian of Shoshim Shamam. The Medrash says in Pashas Emor, that Rav Huna says B'Shem HaKapara, B'Shril Arba Dvar Migalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, that the Jewish people are redeemed from Mitzrayim in the merit of four things. Shloshinu et Shemam, they didn't change their name. That's the Shemam, they didn't change their language. Or Amal Lashon Hara, they didn't speak Lashon Hara. Or Nimtza B'Nein Echad and Parz Erva. And they weren't promiscuous. And the Medrash tells us Shloshinu et Shemam, what does it mean they didn't change their name? Reuven v'Shimon Nachtin, Reuven v'Shimon Salkin. That they entered Mitzrayim, Reuven and Shimon, and they left Mitzrayim, Reuven and Shimon. They didn't change their names. Bahayu Karim Yehuda Rofe. Yehuda wasn't called Rofe. Below the Reuven Luliani. Reuven wasn't called Luliani. Below the Yosef Listis. Below the Binyamin Alassanji. They didn't change their name. Sounds like from the Medrash that it's very Jewish to have a Jewish name. But not only that, there's a truth in the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik is like the father of this topic. Maram Shik writes very, very strongly that a person has to have a Jewish name. And he even says that if you get rid of your Jewish name, it's a deraisa, it's a violation of a Torah prohibition. He says there were people that wanted to claim that I have a Jewish name when I get called up to the Torah, and that's good enough. And the Maram Shik says, the Dover Hevel of Tishra. The Ram Shik lived at the beginning of the 1800s in Hungary, Czechoslovakia, that area. And he writes to such a person, the Dover Hevel of Tishra. This is foolishness. Kibivada Yeshva the Issa de Raisa. It's a Torah prohibition. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, on the prophet of Avdu Eskha min Ha'anam Yehazi, the prophet says that there's a mitzvah, that a Jewish person has to be separate. And the Medrash of Sefi says that we can't be similar to the non-Jews, the Gentiles. And it says, "V'shem she'asur lanu l'damasam b'mabusham v'yirucham." We can't dress like them. We can't go like them. "V'shar min hagayim." We can't be married like them. And the kolshekein the asur l'damasam b'shmam. So the Manshik says kolshekein. I think he's quoting. I'm not sure if it's part of the Sefi now, but it says kolshekein. We can't go in their names. It says that when they used to bring the Bikurim, they would stand up and they would say the pasuk of Vayisham L'Gargadol. I was there in the Chazal and Haggadah. The Lamed Shalisham Mitzuyanim Sham. That we stood out. He says Vayisham is like Mitzuyanim Sham is like Mitzuyanim Shem. We stood out with our name. So when one loses his Manshik, it could get very depressing. Like we all know that many of us, definitely our parents, our grandparents, all go with English names. Personally, I know my mother goes with the English name, my grandparents are sure go with the English name. So are they all violating the Raisa every day? How do we understand? So whenever we look at a tshuva, we have to understand the context of the tshuva. There were many tshuvas that were written in a specific time when there was a specific issue at hand. In the times of the Maram Shik, What was the name of the Maram Shik? His name was Maram Shik. What does the word Shik mean? So the times of the Maram Shik, there were decrees specifically about names. I don't know all the details, but the government, that's what it looks like from the Shuvah, the government was giving out, it's not that they were giving out names to families, not sure if they just gave out last names or they gave out first names also, but they would give out names, and it was like a proud, you're a proud Hungarian citizen to go with that name. And the Jews were the only people that were embarrassed to use their Jewish name. So it sounds like that it was actually like a big issue that the Jews were using their non-Jewish names because that was a decree. And the Maram Shik felt that the goal of the decree was to make everyone like part of the society. And because that was a decree, we had to go against it by keeping our Jewish name. So it's kind of like what we call a Shata Shema. There was a specific concern that using the non-Jewish names would make us be more Goyish. In fact, the Maram Shik chose the name Shik. The government used to make everyone choose a last name. That's when last name started. And he chose the last name Shik because Shik is the acronym for Shem Yisrael Kodesh. And he wanted, even though he was kind of like a trick, that even though I'm going to give myself a last name, I'm going to choose a last name that hidden in the last name is Shem Yisrael Kodesh. I'm not sure if all Shiks nowadays are Ein Klaus on the Mam Shik. There's a company here, Shik Roofing, they did my roof for me. I wonder if it's Ein Klaus on the Mam Shik, I don't know. But Akupadim, the truth of the Mam Shik was written at a time when it was a heated issue. And when keeping the Jewish name was keeping the Jewish identity. So it could be he had to write fire against it. If you look at other tshuvas, the tshuvas of Marashdam, Marashdam studies it earlier than the Maramshik. Marashdam is a little bit less stark as the Maramshik. He says that the issa deraisa is if a person acts in a way that people look at him and point with a finger and say that he's a guy, he's not Jewish. So if someone acts in a way that he appears to be a guy, then he violates the issa deraisa. They said with the name, it depends on the situation. You know, if your name gives you a Jewish identity, then it's fine. Let's see a guy that walks around the Shrimal and Payas and, you know, and he hears the English name, then nobody's going to call him a guy. So then you're not going to do this. Huh? Yeah. The Rabbi Shabbat says another distinction. He says there's a difference between an English name that's a translation of the Jewish name, you know, like Isaac for Yitzchak, or Jacob, or Leon for Lion, for Leif, for Aryeh. Then he says, that's fine, because it's just a translation. But if it's like a totally different name, your name is someone Christopher or Nicholas, you know, that would be more of an issue. I think the Maramshik, it sounds like the Maramshik that it was like a Shasa Shmas. For a person to go with the Jewish name and to get rid of his Jewish name, it would be like assimilating it amongst the guys. And I want to just bring out this point from Rav Moshe. It was Moshe. He talks about recently about Gadish names, you know, in his time, this is like the hat question. Everyone wants to know, do I have to get rid of my secular name? And, you know, like, look around. People didn't get rid of the secular names in that time. Especially in the Sephardic community. Now, Rav Moshe writes a fascinating sentence. He says that he believes that it's very possible that the Shaleshino HaShemam, this that it says that in the measures that the Yidden Mitzrayim didn't change their names, was only because that was what made them separate. They didn't have the Torah yet. It was before Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, what made a Jew separate was his name and, you know, basic things. Hagadah and Arayis, those four things, that's what made them separate. They said after Matan Torah, what makes us separate is that we have Tariq Mitzvahs. So it's less important to have the Shleish Yom HaShemam. So it says, of course, it's better to have a Jewish name. And if a person understands the Kedusha that a person gets with a Jewish name, he will want a Jewish name. But to say that you violate the Raisa and you shtel to the Medrash or the Shiva Shemam, you can't shtel it too because it's a whole different arena after Matan Torah. So, you know, it could be that the Maram Shik felt in his time it was more important. I believe, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I believe if you look at people that are not religious, and they're less, you know, disconnected from Torah. So anti-Semitism in general is very, very sensitive to them. Much more than it is by the Frum. And I don't think it's a taina on the Frum. I don't, somebody might say, oh, why, how come you're not? Because people that have less Torah have less mitzvahs, so they use externals to create that distinction. And that's good. That's a good thing. You know, you have to create the Havdalah. We have a neighbor, I don't know, a Banyan, I don't know if anyone ever knows him, he put his wife Manari in his window. So just yesterday on Shabbos, he lives like four houses down from me. He's driving into his driveway, I'm walking into shul, and he rolls down his window, he's wearing a yarmulke, and he's holding a towel today, and he says, good Shabbos. And I say, good Shabbos, and I say, right, you're coming from SOJC? He says, yeah, I think it's a little bit too far to walk. He says with a chuckle. And I'm very proud, you know, this is someone, unfortunately, he's not keeping the Torah, and he lives, you know, in a neighborhood where there are people that keep the Torah, and he knows it. And he's not, you know, he's not very descended, but he wants to look Jewish, and he's proud of being Jewish. And that's his Havdalah, that's what keeps him separate. He was wearing like a yarmulke, and holding a talis bag, and that's what keeps him separate. So that's the deraisa. I mean, the deraisa is that you have to, you can't, like the Marashtam says, you can't look like a goy. You can't be someone that your whole chiyelik, your whole personage is the same like a non-Jew. So nowadays, the name is less important. Of course, you should have a Jewish name, and I encourage everyone to have a Jewish name and to name their children Jewish names, of course. But it's less important if you see someone that goes with a non-Jewish name. It's not the same. The Iker is the Havdalah. Practically,
you did work with the Maram Shik. You think Maram Shik is locked up?
I think it's hard to say what the Maram Shik would say in our time. I just think that the Maram Shik had to write very strong because he was fighting something. He was fighting it. He wouldn't have written that it's the Raisa, then nobody would listen to him. You know, anyway, I once thought, this is like an aside, there's a true for Rick Vager about waiting for the Roth when you're done Shvanesre. That you have to, when the Chazan is done in Shvanesre, you have to wait for the Roth. You shouldn't start Chazar Tashat until the Roth finishes. And he writes strong Lashonis. Not just strong Lashonis. So, nowadays, a lot of shul, but the Roth will say, so wait for me, he dives longer. What about in Shvanesre? So, if you look at the history, the Kreger was in a, the Kreger, some says it was in a time when Haskalah and the different movements were becoming strong. And there were things happening in shul all the time that were taking away from the integrity of a from shul. And one of the things was the rav and the position and these things, and they were writing, they were attacking a certain reality that existed then, and so he had to write strong. And the chassid for many of his shuls are about maintaining the integrity of a shul. And you know, nowadays it could be less important because Baruch Hashem, that's not the mechamas that we're fighting nowadays. So you have to always know the context of a shul. We can't make these judgments by ourselves. We have someone like Rav Moshe. You know, we have the person that lives in our times more to help us. But the chaimer of Ram Shik is loved after Sira to the reality in America, for sure nowadays. Now, Lamaisa, practically speaking, should we have an English name? So definitely I would not encourage it, but if you have one, it's hard to change. It's fine. If your name is a translation of a Jewish name, so I would think like David is not a Jewish name. Like, it's not even a translation. Like, but even if it's like a translation, you know, that's much better. And no one's saying you should change your name. It's very, very hard to change the name. I remember my mother told me, my parents moved to where they live now in Atlanta, so she didn't change her name. And she told to this day, she said she has Haraka, that she didn't change it when she moved. Because once you're known in a state, in a city or in a place with a certain name, it's impossible to change. And to this day, she goes by her English name, and she has Haraka, she didn't change it that first time. So if you move to a new city or you guys move play, that's like a shaka kosha at the time that you can change. But you have to take into account different factors. What are your parents going to say? What are your other family members going to say? It's not so posh to change the name. But let's say a person has children, they want to know, should we name them Jewish names? Of course, I would encourage Jewish names. So what about on my birth certificate?
Needing Jewish names, or meaning they should not have a legal name? That's
so let's talk about having a legal name on a birth certificate. That's an entirely different issue. Should let's say I'm giving my child a Jewish name, and I want to give him a secular name on the birth certificate. So there's no, I don't think that has any, you know, issue with the halakha or with these things, because that's not going to be his identity. So there's one thing which is, there's camp both ways, or not really machriya. Some people, the doctors say you should give an English name because it makes things easier. When they get into the professional world or in the doctor's office, it makes things easier and it's less embarrassing and whatever. And there's a certain charge to that. I think a lot of the real people, they use real secular names on their birth certificate. Maybe they'll make it easier for them in the business world. They'll be more successful. Those are all good stories.
Joel.
So many Joels, right? There is a svara fakert, an opposite svara, which is, and you have to know that having a secular name, which you're going to use in the business world, has a risk that the person might actually create for himself a different identity. So You know, let's say you name your child, you know, Yanko, and then his English name is Robert. So when he goes into his professional world and he's called as Robert, he's going to start looking at himself as Robert. Because the name really affects the person. So it's just some of the things that count, you know. So but the Hasidim don't have to worry about this because their identity is so strong with the way they dress. So even if they go by Robert, you know, it's not going to... But let's say you have someone who maybe... You could have a person who's a little bit... His identity is not as strong as it should be. Or, you know, you don't know. So then having an identity called Robert might actually affect who he is. This is very subtle, and I'm not saying one way or the other, but just something to think about, you know, if you're deciding how to name your children, it's something to think about, something to discuss. But again, there's no right and wrong, it's all right, but what is wrong is the mentality of the Avdil Aslanam, and if a person doesn't feel that he wants to be different and he's embarrassed of his Yiddish type, that's connected what the Torah wants from us. And that's the main thing. All right, have a wonderful day.